It's time for Mind Your Business, a podcast brought to you by the Athens Limestone County Chamber of Commerce and Athens Limestone County Public Library. From startup to multi-generational, each episode features local business owners, their store, and their stories. Join us for a look behind the storefront and learn what it means to be part of the small business community in Athens and Limestone County, Alabama.
Hello, everyone. This is Pammy Jamara, president of the Athens Limestone County Chamber of Commerce, your Chamber of Commerce. I love to stress that, with another episode of Mind Your Business. And today's featured guest in the studio is Chuck Robinson, the Chuck Robinson, All-Star Pro Services. And I have to tell you all know me. I tell you, sometimes I can get names and words and all that all confused because there's so many of you all out there, so many businesses. And I looked at Chuck and I had the name wrong out the gate, guys. And he has it on his shirt and he goes, "Here it is, Pammy." I said, "Well, Chuck, I can't get it wrong today." So
you couldn't mess it up after
I
that.
I could not. So welcome to the studios, Chuck.
Thank you, Miss Pammy. Thank you.
We are super excited to have Chuck in the studios today. I met Chuck during their ribbon cutting opening, All-Star Pro Services, at their new location. And I just thought it would be befitting because I thought that the whole family dynamics, I love when we have a small business and the family is involved. And I was like, we got to have Chuck on the show. And so, Chuck, tell us a little bit about Mr. Chuck Robinson.
Well, I was born and raised right here in Athens, Alabama. I've never left. Grew up here, actually on the west side of town. I went to Coward Elementary, Athens Middle School, went to Athens High School, graduated in 1990.
Okay. So
just been here and cruised the square back in the day when they did all that. And I'm just a local guy. I guess you'd say a homegrown.
Yeah. Homegrown boy.
Yeah, I just love Athens. I love the community. I love the area. And I've never had an interest of going anywhere else. Love to travel. Just got home last night and... man, it was good when I pulled on Line Road in there and got down to the house and seen the shop and all that stuff. So
Chuck, tell us a little bit about, now we know it's All-Star Pro Services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we also knew it before All-Star Plumbing.
That's right.
So tell us a little bit about how you got into this industry.
Well, my story is very unique. It's one of those ones that, when it happened, it was the worst thing that could possibly happen to you, but it ended up being the greatest thing that could ever happen. So, continuing my background, of course, me and my wife, Haley, we've been married for 30 years this year.
Oh, congratulations.
We just celebrated our 30th anniversary on February the 5th, and we've got four kids, Chase, Luke, Claire, and Tide. We're all here, and all of us live within 10 minutes of each other.
I love it.
But back in the day, I was working at Steelcase, so... when you graduated high school, if you didn't want to go to college necessarily, Steelcase was the place to go to work. Either that or General Motors. But, you know, I wanted to go work at Steelcase, you know, that's the thing to do. So I ended up getting hired on. So it was probably about 1996, I guess. Mm-hmm. Had a great job. Everything was going great. And then in 2001, Steelcase had a big layoff. Mm-hmm. They let go about 400 people. So I had... kind of was dabbling with some plumbing a little bit on the side, kind of making extra money just as a side hustle, I guess.
Yes.
So when I got laid off, a friend of mine, who's a plumber as well, he was like, "Man, let's just start our own business." So we did.
Okay.
And we ran that deal till 2007. And in 2007, we just chose to kind of half it up and kind of do our own thing. So we just opened up All-Star Plumbers. And All-Star Plumbers now... I guess it's 17 years.
Yeah, close to 20.
Close to 20 years. And we have 140 people that work at All-Star Plumbers.
Wow. Yeah. So you went from, of course, when you had a partner, there were two of you all.
Yes, that's correct.
You all just went your separate ways.
That's right.
You started All-Star, and now you have 140 employees.
That's correct.
Wow.
Yeah. God's been good. I mean, it's just amazing. We actually just paved our last little bit of grass area that we have left to pave for parking. We can park 200 people at the facilities on Line Road now, and it's just been crazy. We're building a new warehouse in the back, and we eclipsed a goal which we had had for a long time. We did 2,000 new houses last year. We plumbed 2,000 new homes last year. Of course, this is Athens, Limestone, Madison, all North Alabama. We do a lot of work in Coleman and Hartsville as well. Okay. So to spin off of that, because that was such a large construction-based business and we were doing a lot of construction, our service business was kind of suffering. So we kind of had a vision last year, you know, what can we do to grow the service business? Because I think it's needed in our area, you know, a reliable, honest, down-home service company. Yeah. We said, hey, look, let's just open up another facility and have a separate organization. And that's how All-Star Pro Services kind of was birthed or whatever off our business. Mm-hmm. And it's an exciting deal. I mean, it's different because you got this big monster of an organization on Line Road. And then over there off of Newby Road where the service business is, it's just a baby kind of starting to grow, you know.
Right.
But we've got a great staff over there. Mm-hmm. Everybody's buying into, hey, we're going to start this thing and do it the right way and build a foundation. I mean, we could just go out there and start just turning calls. But we want to do it right.
Correct.
So, you know, twofold. I think the plumbing company will actually end up feeding a lot of business to the pro services company. And then also one of the unique things about it was the fact that it was an opportunity for our people as they age. Because construction is, it's a physical, you know,
it really is.
You know what I'm talking about? It takes a toll on your body and wear and tear. So you take an individual, you know, that maybe doesn't want to retire but physically can't, you know, go out and do on a construction site. They can lateral move over to our service company and be a service tech and they can run service calls for, you know, however they, you know, choose.
I love that. I remember you talking about that at the ribbon cutting. And I always look at, that's a good leader. That's a good leader, Chuck.
Yeah.
You're growing the business, but you're also looking out for your team that has families. So, you know, once they're done with that construction, they do have an option to continue on with the company.
That's correct.
To continue to be able to provide for their families.
Yeah.
And I love that about All-Star.
I mean, I'm 52 next month. I mean, physically, I can't do what them boys. You know what? Them young guys, they can just jump off in that ditch and it's not a problem, you know. I jump off in a ditch, I'm going to break something, you know. So, I mean.
Or can't get out.
And I got to have some help.
So true.
You know, because a lot of people, they don't want to retire.
Mm-mm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're individuals, they work 60, 65, 70 years old, right?
Absolutely.
For me, example, being 52, I got to a point where I really couldn't do the construction anymore because it's too physically demanding. But I wanted to work till I was 70.
Right.
I could go over here cross-laterally and work for the same people, just be on a sister company and continue my career for another 20 years if that's what I wanted to do, you know? So, I mean.
It's a bonus, Chuck.
Well,
I mean,
the
really
thing about it is I didn't have to do that. I really didn't have to do that, but I just seen the need, you know, for what we're doing over at Pro Services, you know, in our community. But and also, after I got it kind of rolling, I was like, man, this is an opportunity for these people. Because I've got people that have retired from one job and now work with us.
Oh, yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They've worked at wherever and just decided, hey, I wanted to keep working. So they hired on with us.
Right.
And I was like, man, we don't even have to do that. And they can just retire from the construction and go right over
right
to
over
service and continue to be part of the same family. Because I feel like in my heart that we're a family over there. I mean, we try to take care of, you know, our individuals like they're a member. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
We have to.
It's just important to me. I tell people, you know, success to me is seeing people in our organization buy houses, get married, have kids, come up with a new car. That's what makes me happy.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. Because you've been able to provide the vehicle for them to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And that's got to warm your heart.
I mean, it's what keeps you going.
It does.
It just does something inside you. It gives you peace about knowing, man, we're doing this. And it's doing the right thing.
Yeah.
It's doing good. You know,
this is a good thing.
Yeah. I mean, I can make money. I mean, I had to. I've been working since I was 14, 15 years old, you know, because I had to provide for me and then I had to provide for my family. So I've got to provide for my family.
Right.
But it's just more to see somebody else be successful. And all I've kind of done is set up a structure or organization and said, hey, these are the tools and we're going to give you a guideline on how to be successful in our industry. And if you follow these steps, I mean, you can make it.
And watch them grow through that. It's got to be.
It's
warm and fuzzy feel
good.
Absolutely.
Makes us feel good, you know.
So, Chuck, okay, so we talk about plumbers.
Yes.
How do you feel about that profession now? I know you love it, but as kids, you know, high school seniors, they can go to college, can trade, you know, trade schools are really, really big right now. And we are opening up options for our kids, not saying, hey, you've got to go to college and you've got to get a 4-year degree.
I agree.
Everybody's not built for that, right? And some people want to get a trade. How do you feel about kids today? Is the profession a dying profession, or do you see a type of uptick of it? And if not, what can we do as a chamber, as educators, to guide the students in that position?
So, couple of statistics, and I might be a little bit off my numbers, but I think that the average age for plumbers in the United States is somewhere in the upper 50s. And then as 7 plumbers go out, only 1 come in.
Whoa, okay.
Now, is it a dying trade? Well, I mean, we got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, we do.
We got to have sanitary water to drink. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be there, but the demand for the plumbers is what's going to be the key, the opportunity to really be successful and provide a great income for your family is in plumbing and other trades as well, but I'm partial to the one that I'm in.
Of course.
Yeah, for me, school, I did 2 years at Calhoun. I tried to go to college, but I was outside. I won't be out there.
Exactly.
So I was okay when I got a good job. It's like, I'm just going to go to work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I hope that maybe somebody can see an individual like me. And, of course, there's others, you know, that just say, I'm going to go out here and get my hands dirty, and I'm just going to try to make a living and end up doing it really well. There's 4 D's that I kind of key on in my life. You know, you have to be driven. You have to have a desire. You have to be dedicated. You have to be determined. And for me, I had a desire to better myself. I had a desire to have more for my family. And then I'm driven. I mean, I'm just competitive.
Of course you are, Chuck.
I'm competitive, Pammy.
I know you are.
So I'm determined that it's going to work.
Right.
I mean, I got to make some adjustments, make some changes. I'm determined that it's going to work. And then you got to be dedicated to see it through. And I think that with plumbing, there's so much opportunity out there for these kids that come and say, I don't really want to go to college. It's just not for me. Hey, it's okay. You can do really well if you take those 4 D's and you apply them to any trade. But if you apply them to plumbing, you could go over to All-Star Plumbers and you could absolutely just climb the ladder and be up there really quick. We get a bad rap, you know. The stereotype of plumber, and he's in this stuff, it's nasty and all this. That's not necessarily the case, especially in construction plumbing. There's a lot of plumbing going on right now in construction world over at all the building.
Oh my goodness, with the subdivisions and all.
So it's, you know, you got right here on, you know, our corridor 72 right there, all these new commercial buildings going on. So somebody's got to put that pipe in there, and that's where the plumbers come in. So what we're doing over at All Star, the plumber's part, is we're building a training center. It's going to have mock fixtures, mock walls, mock floor. So you can go in and actually install the plumbing in an enclosed environment with experienced teachers there teaching you hands-on. And it's going to be for our people. And like when we hire somebody, we want to put them in there for a month and train them before we ever send them into the field.
That's our goal. Okay.
You know, this trade's been good to me. I'm willing to help mentor others that might be getting to the industry that might not come to work at All-Star Plumbers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? They might decide to go somewhere else and work. It might work for somebody else.
Right.
So I would love to try to figure out a way that I could tie in with the state of Alabama. Maybe the
career tech
school, tie in with the local high schools. Maybe they could co-op these young, you know, girls and boys, co-op through us for a couple of years. They could probably obtain their apprentice program and walk out of high school as a journeyman plumber.
Exactly.
Looking at, you know, $75,000 a year.
I know, Chuck. So you guys, of course, can't see us, but as Chuck is speaking upon this, I am over here getting chills, and this is amazing. And I love the apprenticeship component of it. I love that in the school systems because it does afford the opportunity for you. You can try it out, right?
That's correct.
You can try it out. If it's for you, All Star's ready to hire you, and you got a certificate.
And here's the thing. Once they get into the apprentice program, right, But then they could kind of venture out and maybe could work part-time. Mm-hmm. So they could also be making money while they're learning how to do the trades.
Love it.
So now we're not paying for it, but we're actually making money and we're learning a skill set that we can be used, that we can actually provide for our family in the future. So again, yeah, they could come to work for us. They could. You would love that, right? Mm-hmm. Train here, work here.
It's perfect.
But at the same time, it is also a give back to the industry because it's been so good to me. Like I said, I'm driven and competitive, but I'm not trying to monopolize anything. You know what I'm saying? I'm just going to provide the service and somebody wants to choose to use us or work for us, and that'd be great. I mean, I'm kind of getting the fourth quarter of my career, so I definitely want to focus on mentorship and changing, you know, the next generation.
Of course.
What we're doing, you know.
Of course. And let's talk about the next generation. We don't segue into the kids.
Yes.
We know about your team, but at the helm of that team are your kids.
Yeah, that's correct.
So tell us a little about how they're involved, and did they have a choice, Chuck?
Yes, they had a choice. Actually, if I could get all that money back that I paid for college, Pammy, I'd probably build one of my house or something. You know what I'm saying?
Because,
you know, Claire and Luke went to UAH, Chase went to UNA, Tide went to Bevel State. And then they all come back and they end up working and they're liking it.
Yeah, so they love it.
Yes. I mean, of course, they got education while they were there at UAH and UNA and all those schools. But they just said, you know, man, we got a pretty good thing going over here and it's family and let's just do it. And
absolutely. Building a legacy.
Yes.
Building a legacy in our community.
So it's an absolute honor for me and Haley. Because me and Haley's been partners in this whole deal from the very beginning. Yes. I mean, she's actually my boss. I just work for her.
I love it. You heard that, Haley.
I tell everybody all the time, you know, you think, you know, all the sacrifices, you know, that I made, she's the one that made the sacrifices. She took care of the kids, made sure they was at school every day and did all that. And while I was out working, and you know, she'd bring me lunch and bring me supper. And she's the one who really sacrificed. So she's done a really good job. But, you know, they see mom and dad in there and they're like, man, let's just get in here with them and let's see what we can do with this thing. And man, I'm so honored that they're there.
You know, you've built this business. And into the next generation that comes, everything evolves, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So there's a bigger, there's a better, there's a more efficient way. Yeah. And for me, it's the young people.
Yeah.
Because I'm that's just...
you. It's going to die on the vine if you don't get them there.
That's right. Absolutely.
And that's not what we wanted at All-Star Plumbers or All-Star Pro Services. We do want something that's generational.
Yes.
That continuously, you know, generation after generation to provide the service and take care of customers, all that stuff, and to give people a great place to come to work. So the kids... there's a group of individuals between me and them. In other words, I'm just not going to give them the keys out of the gate, right? They need to be mentored a little bit more so they can figure out the business aspect of it so we can continue this thing on down the line. But them being in the business and seeing them work every day, man, you talk about being proud to see how they function and they do their job and do their job well. You know, the boys... you know, they think they're a better plumber than me.
Uh-oh.
No.
No way.
No, I'll school them every day.
I kind of heard you were a little competitive.
They're good, but they're not that good. You know what I'm saying? I'm just kidding. The boys, I mean, they're really good plumbers. And then Claire, when she told me, Dad, I want to get out of nursing school, I'm just going to come to work with us. I was like, I was kind of wanting a nurse in the family because I got sick. You know what I'm saying? But I said, well, if that's what you want to do. She came into that office, and I mean, she absolutely is an asset.
Yeah.
I mean, Pammy, I didn't know what kind of skills these kids had.
Oh,
I mean, they can work.
It's mind-blowing,
I can tell
you. They can
work this electronic stuff, man. And just, I mean, it's absolute. She's actually on vacation right now, and she's kind of over all of our property and stuff. And she's over here sending pictures and emails to my kids. And I'm like, I mean, I'm just can't keep up with it. I finally told her, I said, just wait till you get back, Clay. Just wait till you get back.
I know how you feel, Chuck.
So
yeah.
It's an honor, man. You know, to see them grow up and come out and just be able to make money. You know,
And it's gratifying to know that the next generation is going to be able to carry it on.
That's right.
I mean, as a business owner, not only small, but just as a business owner, to know that you have a built-in succession plan.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, because they're in the business with you, and they are going to carry it on and take it to the next level?
Well, that was one of the things back, you know, when I was trying to figure out what to call the company when we first started it, you know. I just want to come up with All-Star Plumbers because I didn't want it just to be me. There's 140 people there. If something happens to me, you know, I don't want them people to have to worry about, you know, what they're going to do for tomorrow because something happened to me. I want to set this place up so that these people can continue on and make a difference in our community, even if I'm out of pocket or if something was to, you know, happen. So, yeah, just to see those kids and know, man, it's going to be in good hands. I mean, they know what they're doing.
So, what's on the horizon for All-Star? Now, I know we just cut the ribbon at the new facility. You've got the storage, correct? And then possibly the training center there. What are you thinking 10 years from now?
10 years from now, and this is going to take a lot of people. When we started All-Star Pro Services, you know, we considered it calling it All-Star, you know, plumbing services or something like that. But then I really got to thinking about, I would rather this thing be bigger than just plumbing. I'd rather this service business be a one-stop shop. So we really want to consider adding HVAC, electrical, drywall, roof, and the whole nine yards, the whole gamut, and be, like the name says, All-Star Pro Services. Whatever you need, Mr. Homeowner, Mr. Business Owner, we can take care of that for you. We can make sure that it happens. So that's kind of what we want to do over at Pro Services. We've got a lot of property over to expand. We just got to take our time and do it the right way. And I would say that that would be the next phase over at Pro Services. We're excited about it. Yeah, one-stop shop. I
mean, but the name is already befitting. You don't have to change or rebrand or anything.
No.
You're already there.
Yeah, with Pro Services, whatever that service that they need, we want to be able to be the person that they call. It's funny how you get the one. The plumbers, you know, it's grown a lot, right?
Yeah, standing on its own.
And then you got a whole new baby over here being born, so you got to go back.
Y'all are doing great. Yep. Let me run back over here to my baby.
So it's good times over there. It really is.
Well, if anyone would love your services just want to learn a little bit more about All-Star Pro Services, what would they need to do?
All they got to do is call us. They should give us a call.
Okay. And phone number?
It is.
I knew it.
You done got me, Pam. Just Google All-Star Pro Services.
And
she forgot the name of the place, and I forgot the number. 998-7777 is it. 256-998-7777.
That's a catchy one. I like that, too.
Yes.
Just Google.
That's how old I am, though. You asked me for the phone number, and I didn't think about Googling. I just I'm trying to find the phone number.
I love it. Hey. We learn all about our businesses here in Athens Limestone County, and we have a great time doing
ma'am,
it.
We
so,
sure do.
And like my preacher said, Chuck, if you can't laugh about something, then something's wrong with you.
I agree, 100%. If you love what you do, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly.
And I love what I do, and I love talking about it. Man, a person's got to have passion in their life. If they don't, man, they just gonna miss out on it. Man, you got to live this thing. God's gave us. Man, he's giving me a platform over there,
that's
and
right.
It's unbelievable the difference we're making in people's lives, you know, that work with us and just for other things that we do. There's so many ministries we're involved in over there, and I never could have been able to help or donate or whatever to these different ministries without All-Star Plumbers or Pro Services. I mean, they make it all happen. So.
And everyone in the community that you help and support is just grateful to have you doing that, too. Yeah. So, Chuck, tell us those four things that drives you.
Yep. Those four D's you're talking about?
Those four D's.
Those four D's is this right here. You got to have a desire, number one. You got to be driven to chase that desire. You got to be determined that you're going to finish the desire. And then you got to be dedicated when everything goes tough that you're going to continue to go for the desire that you had in the beginning.
Right. And deep within that is the potential.
Yes.
If
you can make an impact.
Absolutely.
You can make an impact. You make a dollar. But it ain't all about that dollar. It's about the impact you make around others.
Absolutely. All right, you all. This has been another Mind Your Business podcast. We had the amazing Chuck Robinson. And I'm going to give a shout out to Miss Haley.
She is the rock over there on Line Road.
Absolutely. Yep, absolutely. Sure. So until next time, we'll see you or hear you, rather, on Mind Your Business. Thank you.
You've been listening to Mind Your Business, a podcast brought to you by the Athens Limestone County Chamber of Commerce. Tune in next time for another episode featuring one of our local businesses here in Limestone County. Mind Your Business is part of our Library Voices podcast series and available on your favorite podcast platforms.